Okay, let's now discuss some practical topic, that is reduced units. As we discussed in the Monte Carlo case, Monte Carlo simulations are usually performed using reduced units, as the same is true for molecular dynamics. So let's imagine that the potential energy has a typical energy scale epsilon times a function of R divided by sigma, where sigma is a typical length scale that characterizes the system. So the force, which is minus the gradient of the potential energy, it's quite easy to show that if the potential only depends on the modulus of the distance, it will be equal to minus the vector R divided by the modulus R multiplied by the derivative of u with respect to r. And then if we use the definition of u, we see that we get minus epsilon times sigma r vector divided by the modulus of r times f prime of r sigma. So we define now an adimensional quantity, which is R over sigma, as we did in the Monte Carlo case. And then you see that the force is nothing but epsilon divided by sigma times a force which is adimensional, in the sense that can be computed simply setting epsilon and sigma equal to 1. And of course it will be expressed in terms of the adimensional variable x. So the force is characterized by epsilon divided by sigma, which of course has the correct dimensions, times another dimensional quantity, which we call f with this index at. So now let's consider the position Verlet algorithm, and now we want to express the dynamics for x, not for r. So we consider x, which is the ratio of R divided by sigma. And you see that, of course, x at times t plus delta t is equal to twice x of t minus x at times t minus delta t. And then we have a factor, a dimensional factor, 1 over m, epsilon divided by sigma square, multiplied by the adimensional for delta t square. Epsilon divided by m sigma square is quite easy to show that it has dimension, as expected, of an inverse time squared. And so we define an adimensional time tau, which is the square root of epsilon divided by m sigma square times t. And in this way, we completely eliminate the dependence on epsilon, sigma, and m. And we have a recursion relation for the position Verlet algorithm, which only contains adimensional quantities, which means that we can simply do the dynamics setting m, sigma, and epsilon equal to 1, and then reintroduce these dimensional quantities at the end in the results. There is no need to keep the mass, the length scale sigma, and the energy scale in the expressions. Of course, the velocity is then well defined, because the velocity is dr over dt. To make it adimensional, it's enough to replace r with x and t with tau, and you immediately see that the adimensional velocity is obtained as the square root of the mass divided by epsilon times the velocity. And then you can rewrite also the velocity Verlet algorithm in adimensional units. There is one observation which is not very relevant in practice, but it's interesting to do it. There are potentials, for instance, potential of the form A multiplied by x to the power p, that do not have an intrinsic energy scale. For instance, the harmonic potential doesn't have an intrinsic energy scale. But in this case, this means that we are free to choose epsilon as we like, and typically one chooses epsilon and sigma, so that the positions and the velocities at time equals zero are of order 1. So there is, this is just, but this is just an arbitrary choice. Of course, in real physical problems, the scale epsilon is well defined, and also the scale sigma is well defined. So let's make a simple calculation just to understand what are the typical time scales which are relevant for molecular dynamics. If we consider atomic or molecular system, of course, epsilon will be of the order of an electron volt, which means 1.6 10 to minus 19 joules, and sigma will be of the order of the nanometers, so it's 10 to minus 9 m. Masses, of course, will be the typical atomic and molecular masses, let's say it's the order of 10 to minus 26 kilograms, hydrogen, which is the simplest atom, has a mass of 1.7 10 to minus 27 kilograms. So these are the typical scales that you have in the system. So the typical time scale, if you plug in the numbers, is 10 to minus 13 seconds. So this is the typical time scale which is relevant for atomic and molecular system, which means that our time step, delta t, must satisfy the condition that it should be much smaller than 10 to minus 13 seconds, which means that delta t in most simulations should be of the order 10 to minus 15, 10 to minus 14 seconds. So this puts a limitation on the type of dynamical phenomena that molecular dynamics can investigate. And typically, most molecular dynamic simulations investigate phenomena whose scale is of the order at most of 10, 100 picoseconds. This is related to the fact that if you want to investigate phenomena which are on this length scale, you need to do a lot of iteration because your delta t is, of course, of the order of 1/10 or even less than that, 1 divided by 100 picosecond. And so it's difficult to investigate dynamic phenomena on much longer time scales.